All right, we will get started with our consumer mass arbitration and class actions talk. It is my pleasure to introduce Michelle Gomez, as well as Tamara Badgett. Michelle Gomez is a partner in the Denver office of Baker Hostetler. She's a litigator in the Digital Assets and Data Management Group with a focus on privacy and data security class action defense, representing clients in retail, healthcare, education, and financial services sectors. She has litigated cases in state and federal courts around the country and has successfully represented clients in bench and jury trials on both the plaintiff and the defense side. In March of 2024, Ms. Gomez served as trial counsel alongside the ACLU of Colorado and obtained a precedent-setting jury verdict following an unlawful SWAT search of an elderly woman's home based on police misrepresenting phone tracking technology. Ms. Gomez earned her BA in government from the University of Texas at Austin and a JD from the University of Texas at Austin School of Law, where she served as an articles and staff editor of the Review of Litigation. Welcome, Michelle. All right, and Tamara Badgett. Tamara is a founding partner of the Dallas office of Baker Hostetler. She's a trial lawyer and enjoys a diverse practice of class action, real estate, contract, and unfair trade practices cases, business disputes, fiduciary and construction litigation, and appellate advocacy. She also acts as an outside general counsel for pre-litigation matters for automotive, construction, and renewable energy industry clients. Before practicing law, Tamara earned her BA in Arts and Humanities from the University of Texas at Dallas and an MBA from Southern Methodist University and a JD from Texas Tech University. Please join me in welcoming Tamara Badgett and Michelle Gomez.
Hi, everybody. Can everybody hear me all right? I tend to speak softly but carry a big stick, so if you can't hear me, I will try to speak up. Just, you know, raise your hand. Thank you for the wonderful introduction. I do mostly privacy class action litigation, as I was introduced, which comes with all sorts of interesting issues, including issues of mass arbitration, which I had never personally heard of such a thing called mass arbitration before 2019. I thought you either have class actions or you have collective actions or you have individual arbitration, and that was my frame of reference up until 2019, where things hit the fan in one of my matters. We had a very large class action that was filed, multiple class actions filed on behalf against one of our clients, a national grocery store. We had cases filed all over the country. They were consolidated in an MDL, and then we compelled arbitration because they were all employees subject to arbitration agreements. What we did not really fully fathom at the time was how many people were interested in arbitrating on an individual level. And so we were a little bit at the forefront of the mass arbitration wave back in 2019. We ended up having over 300 individual arbitration demands filed at the same time by the same firm, really a copy and paste situation, same allegations, same legal bases, but we were faced with a situation where we now had to litigate all at once, all on an individual basis, and had filing fees, administrative fees, arbitrator costs, and coordination to deal with all at one time. So that was very exciting. We ultimately worked with plaintiffs' counsel cooperatively to deal with the new landscape that we were dealing with at the time. And in that case, the arbitral body that we had selected or had been selected in the employment agreement did not have any provisions for mass arbitration. So it really was a new frontier for us to cooperatively as counsel develop a way to move forward, to streamline the cases, to put them in a particular order in which they would proceed. Ultimately, we ended up resolving those cases on a mass basis, but it was certainly a learning experience for me and for the client who had just really never thought about mass arbitration before. And I think the conventional wisdom was arbitration's great. It's faster and easier and all the things. And I'll let Tamara speak a little bit more about the traditional concepts of arbitration, the pros and cons, and then we'll segue back a little bit into how the rubber has hit the road since some of these big Supreme Court cases that came out in about 2011, 2018, or 19.